You are now tuned in to HMI Radio. You are now tuned in to HMI Radio.
Dropped the same way. There's a war going on inside, no man is safe from DDCs, PCBs. Every corner in the hood got a KFC, a McD's, crack beat like R.E.D. Bullish the pulpit, so caffeine, Kit Kat like a click clack, holes in his jeans. Debbie Dean gets the market, ain't all what it seems. Little Debbie busting biscuits and sugar hot fiend.
Peace, love, and gratitude on this 24th solar day in April. I am Anem A. Bay here on HMI Radio. I am back to bring you another great episode entitled The Hip Hop Green Movement in the Land of Kush with Naja Wright Brown. I do apologize. I just realized that Blog Talk kind of mixed up my intros there. So it kind of got, I'm like, you know, it just got really weird there at the first half of the show. But anyway, before I jump in, I'd like to acknowledge the track that was played at the intro. That was Dead Prez featuring Stick called Food Fight. I always like to give credit to independent artists as well as selected mainstream artists for making such phenomenal music. And I actually chose that track simply because it fits the topic here today. We're talking to Naja Wright Brown about the hip hop green movement and her restaurant promoting veganism. Her restaurant is called The Land of Kush. Naja, welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me, and I'm so excited to be on here, especially because I'm coming back from New York City, where the launch of the 10th Element of Hip Hop celebration occurred on Thursday. So I'm all pumped up, ready to go, and getting ready for this Baltimore Hip Hop Green Dinner on May 2nd.
All right. I can't wait either. Before we get started, I want to give the audience members the number here, just in case they want to call in and ask you a few questions. That number is 607-203-5489. And remember to press 1 to speak to the host. That way I can connect you to Naja as well. So actually, Naja, it's my pleasure to finally converse with you. You know, we can really talk about the hip hop green movement, because I was excited when I heard about it. And I said, nah, I got to be involved in this in some way. So that's when Nima.
That's what I said when I heard about it.
Yeah, Nima. She had actually hooked me up and told me who I can call and connect to here in Baltimore to actually get the 411 on the movement and when and where it will be here, and how I can get the word out. So I guess I will start off asking you to tell the audience a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with the veganism movement.
Absolutely. I am a native New Yorker. I was born in Manhattan, Lower East Side, and raised in the Bronx. I spent 22 years in the Bronx, 10 years in Newark, and now coming up on 10 years in Baltimore. So while I was in Newark, I worked for a big wireless company, and they were going through some downsizing, resizing, you know, what all the corporations go through, and they had an offer for employees to relocate to certain cities. One of them was Wilmington, North Carolina, Charlotte, South Carolina, and Charleston, South Carolina, and Maryland. So the other two were way too far for me, so I chose Maryland. You know, all I knew about Maryland was The Wire. You know, Baltimore, that was about it. But I chose Baltimore, Maryland, and on my way down here, of course, I had to get my physical, you know, once I got settled in, and I thought I was the healthiest thing in the world. Everything, you know, good, you know, because I could, you know, run, swim, and do all this other stuff, but my cholesterol was 249 at the age of 33. So I was advised that if I didn't do anything about that, I was going to be prescribed the medication. And I'm holistic, so I'm not doing medication. So that wasn't even an option. So that's when my search began. Like, what do I do about this cholesterol? I was taking all types of garlic pills and, you know, skim milk, low fat milk, all types of craziness. And then I met Greg, because I didn't know anything about vegetarian, vegan, none of that stuff. So I met Greg. He worked at the same company, and he would bring these exotic dishes to work, and some of them good, some of them not so good, and we developed a friendship. And he told me what he was trying to do, and I said, oh, well, I used to be a promoter in New York City. I used to promote, you know, comedians, and I used to put on talent shows. Some of the comedians that you see now that are big names, I saw them when they were just starting out. They were piss poor broke. So I said, I could definitely help you with this. I mean, this is nothing. I mean, but what we're going to have to do is we've got to incorporate, you know, soul food into this because we're trying to get our people, you know, African-American, Latino. You know, we gotta, you know, have that collard greens. We gotta add a lot of stuff he was making was real exotic, and I was like, okay, you know, this is what we need to do. So he started playing around with the recipes and everything, and we decided to do the African American Heritage Festival one year. Which of course, if you ever been to the African American Heritage Festival, it's not like they're selling the most healthiest food out there. We did that. I think that was in 2008. Yeah, 2008. And we sold out for 3 days. This is when the festival used to last 3 days. Every day we sold out.
That's a good sign.
Exactly. And Greg had been there before that. He was doing Jazzy Summer Nights, but this is before I met him. So he knew there was a market, and that's why he had an idea of, you know, setting up the restaurant. But he had to recruit some funds because, you know, when it comes to festivals and things like that, you got to understand the numbers and, you know, what you put out, you need to bring in. So adding me to the equation, I kind of knew, okay, this is what we're going to need to do, ABCD, marketing, collecting info. Now we got to find places. And then it came to be people were reaching out to us to do festivals. We got a call from Artscape the following year because they were trying to do something in their green section. So once we hit Artscape, it was like, okay, where's your location? Like, we had people waiting 30 minutes for the food. We landed upon where we're at, you know, after searching, you know, different locations and looking here, and we needed something that was low cost, and most of the stuff was already in there. All we had to do was put the stove and HVAC unit, fire escape, and, you know, fast forward 5 years later, I think we're doing well. I mean, you know, we had the Stevie Wonder up in there a couple of years ago. And
and this is for your restaurant.
This is for the restaurant.
That's for the Land of Kush, right?
The Land of Kush restaurant. Okay. So we finally opened the doors. And all during a time when the financial market collapsed. So people thought we were crazy. Like, you're doing what?
No, that was actually a good time to get in the market.
Exactly. Like, you go down and come up, you know. You don't wait to come up and come back down. You kind of come in and go, we got in at the right time. And Greg actually left corporate America a few years before I did. He left in 2010, where I had left in 2013. So he was operating the restaurant before I actually left corporate America. Because, you know, you had to make sure, you know, we had the stability there. And then when I left corporate America to really work the restaurant, invest time in the restaurant, come up with ideas, you know, we really just started taking off. And I partnered up with another female, Brenda Sanders, who's a social justice and animal rights activist, and we came back with Vegan Soul Fest. So we're on the third year of our Vegan Soul Festival, which is scheduled for August 20th at Baltimore City Community College. So the hip-hop green movement, I'll tell you about that, because this all stems from me organizing Vegan Soul Fest. So an associate of mine at the Hopkins sent me some information about this artist named DJ Kavum, who's out of Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
He said, yeah, you need to have this guy, you know, at the Soul Fest. And he was singing some song, Brown Rice and Broccoli, with the kids. So I sent the video out, and I'm like, oh, this guy is really cool. Like, yeah, we really need to get him. But that first year, we really didn't have the budget to fly him in and, you know, pay the fees and all of that. But I followed them. I followed them the whole year into the second year because we started playing Vegan Soul Fest 2. Vegan Soul Fest. And he actually reached out to me. He said, yeah, you know, everything is all good, and I'm going to be doing a concert for the president. They invited me to White House. I was like, oh, we really need to have this guy this year. Like, they're so, doing so well. So,
okay.
So in my pursuit of being formally introduced to K-Buff, I ran across the guy, Keith Tucker, who happened to be with him, and he introduced me to this whole Hip Hop is Green movement and the tours they were doing in 15 cities and all of these cities, New York, Philly, all the cities, and nothing about Baltimore. And I said, eh, stop the press. We need something like this where we're at. You know what I'm saying? Where's Baltimore at? Baltimore's all the way on his list. So I officially became the Baltimore organizer of the Hip Hop Green Dinner for that first year. So we held it last year at the Downtown Cultural Arts Center, and it was such a success that, you know, this year there was a little bit more added to it. Keith Tucker wanted to put out a proclamation on the 10th element of hip hop, which is health and wellness. So there's different elements of hip hop, and the 10th element is health and wellness. So that component has been added to hip-hop, which is awesome. So now we're celebrating this year in the city, and we're going to have our green dinner at Northwestern High School May 2nd, promptly at 5:30. And I have to stress promptly. So it's just not, oh, I'm going to come when I want to come. 5:30.
5:30.
Ending at 7:30, and we out of there at 8.
I am going to do my best to get over that way. My son, he's in his last year at Owens Mills, not Owens Mills, but Newtown High School, which is in Owens Mills. And that is, it's not too far from Northwestern High School, but it's you know, traffic getting over there. Yeah, trying to get over there. I'm hoping that we can make the dash and be there on time. So I'm crossing my fingers.
I'm just saying we're starting the festivities at 5:30. You know?
You know, I hear that.
You're doing is serving people food. So you get there at 5:30, you get served to dinner, and you know, we'll be starting the speaker series and you know, the performances at about 6 o'clock. No, we're definitely no later than 6:30, but I'm really aiming to start at 6 o'clock because we have a lot of folks that are going to come up and talk. And things like that, but we want to make sure that everybody is in.
Now, how do you get to plug into the youth to draw them in?
This year, what I did was I cross-marketed to the surrounding elementary schools near Park Northwestern High School. So cross country, you got Mount Royal in that area, and there was another one that was right across the street from the high school, a couple of blocks up. So just, you know, inviting them, you know, bringing the kids in, and definitely engaging with the students at the school. I spoke to several students in English classes and, you know, encouraged them to bring their families because, of course, a child can engage in this type of social activity, but if their parents aren't there, they're not going to understand what's going on. Like, boy, you better sit down and you better eat this stuff. I don't know what you're talking about. So, So definitely encourage them to bring a parent or both their parents, if they have their parents, so that the communication can be maintained after they leave, because that's the whole purpose. It's not just an event. It's kind of like you got to take away something from this. You know, the literature that you give out, the music, focus on positive. Like, if you just play Food Fight, that's actually track 12 on the compilation CD that they created, Ready to Live. You know, remember Ready to Die? So Ready to Live, that's track 12, Food Fight. So I was happy that you put that on because I saw the video the other day, and I was like, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's what they need to be hearing.
I'm up on it. I'm up on it. I try to be anyway.
Exactly. So, you know, hip hop doesn't have to be a bad word. You know, hip hop today, with the degradation of women and explicit lyrics and language that they're using, there's good hip hop out. There's good music. My hip hop was Tribe Called Quest. You know, Hakeem Latifah, and you know, that's what I grew up on. We're like, where's all that? Well, I'm rebirthing it by listening to this music.
That's right, sister. I am definitely with you. I how did, and you may have mentioned this before, I may have missed it. How did you and Keith Tucker hook up?
Okay, so when I was trying to meet up with Kayvon down in D.C. after his culinary concert with the president, he was one in six chefs that were invited, that was invited to the Easter egg roll event that they have every year. I didn't know Keith was going to be there. We were meeting Kayvon at Bus Boys and Poets, and we sat down. There was a gentleman with his book, and he was talking to a couple of other people about this project, the whole hip-hop brain dinner, and then that's when I kind of interjected and said, hey, I don't see Baltimore in here. That was the connection right there.
Okay.
Because when I see
okay.
something that's good or something that I think is going to do good in the community and it means well, I'm like, go-getter, like, hey, let's do this. Like, not really much to think about. You know, this is what it's going to take to put this together. Okay, let's go. And that's the same thing that happened with Vegan Soul Fest. Why don't we have a vegan festival in our community with our folks, with our faces? Well, let's just do it then. Like, who are we waiting on?
Right. And that's, I think that's where the breakdown happens, because of a lot of melanated people seem to wait on outside forces to come in to do it for them.
Right.
Instead of let's just all join together and get it done. Because
exactly.
we see our children are dying off at high rates. If
absolutely,
it's not due
yes.
to police brutality or gun violence amongst themselves, we're dealing with the toxic chemicals that are in foods as well, you know.
Which,
so
which
why not
is killing us at higher rates?
Yes.
Am I correct
yes.
in saying? I mean, I that's what I'm hearing. I hear it in the music. I hear it in
yes.
statistics. The food is killing us at higher rates than we're killing ourselves, or the police are killing us. If I'm not
yes.
if I'm not mistaken.
Well, no, you are right. You're right. I think Little Debbie's hit the neighborhood a long time ago.
Little Debbie, that's all about the quarter waters. I remember drinking those
yes.
when I was in the project. I come from the project. I grew up in the South Bronx project.
South Bronx. South Bronx.
I remember the quarter waters and all those cheap drinks.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and also to clear up for anyone that does not know, it's the visionary behind the pursuit of a green planet, which is in connection with the Hip Hop is Green tour. Am I correct?
That is correct. Keith Tucker is the founder of that whole movement. So it's his brand, and it's an amazing, incredible idea. Using the hip hop language to attract youth, not just youth. I mean, I'm in my 40s and I like hip hop. So, you know, if you're into hip hop
right.
and this is your thing, it's not just the youth, it's anybody that's connected to that culture. It's just, this
yes.
is the language that the youth speak, they're speaking. So.
Right. Music. Right. And you will. Right. And they're slowly coming back around to hip hop. I listened to a lot of the music that's out there, and I said, I believe I talked to my cousin years ago, and I stated to him, I said, you know, it's only but so many ways that you can go with music, especially when you're not on a good trend with it. You're talking about gun violence, girls, and all kinds of stuff. I say sooner or later, you're going to have to clean it up. And that's what's going on right now. We're in a rebirth of music. And I'm glad to be in the mix of an opportunity where music is being rebirthed along with the way that we choose to eat. A lot of people are becoming conscious about what they put in their bodies. And I can't be more than happy right now than to be a part of the movement. Are you still there with us? Because I'm hearing a lot of background noise.
Oh, I'm here. I can hear you
okay.
clearly.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
I was about to say, I have a 4-year-old, and there's a local group in Baltimore called Watoto from the Now, that will be performing at the dinner. And I got their CD. There's a track on there called Kale Revolution. Oh my God! There's a couple of tracks on there that my daughter likes.
Okay.
This is a 4-year-old. And she'll continuously to tell me to turn this track on, whatever it is that she likes. So that is a perfect example of you listening to the music. She'll say, Mommy, Mommy, Cherish for Life. Oh, sure. So listen to that all day. Tell Revolution. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So all you have to do is introduce it to them and enforce it, and then listen to it. So, you know, the parents need to take charge as well. And God.
Now, tell me just a little bit about your menu at the Land of Kush. What do you serve there?
Okay.
And I know that's getting off track just a little bit, but
no,
I want to make sure I... Okay.
Oh, no, that's all right. The menu at the Land of Kush, I definitely want to talk about that. I mentioned the collard green jam. Our signature dish is the vegan barbecue ribs. It's made of the soy protein and a homemade barbecue sauce. We have our own baked mac and cheese. We make our own vegan cheese at the restaurant. So that's a favorite. We have board dishes as well. One of the favorites is the kale salad and then the sesame spinach. We were voted top, our vegan crab cakes were voted top 10 Baltimore dishes of 2015 by City Paper. So I tell you, these weren't vegans that were voting for that. These were people that were omnivores. They eat meat, you know, whatever they want to eat, and they voted our vegan crab cakes top 10 dishes of Baltimore 2015, which was amazing. That was really a surprise to us. So people do come down on the weekends for those vegan crab cakes.
No, okay. Now, I haven't tried the crab cakes. I tried the curry chicken.
We got the
and
curry chicken. We have a curry chicken.
Lentil
burgers, which we make ourselves, you know, from hand, the lentil burgers. We have cornbread. People rave about the cornbread. Usually when I go on sampling, the people ask for samplings or exhibits, I take the cornbread, and that reels people into the restaurant because they're like, how is this a vegan cornbread? How can it be so moist? I'm telling you, you don't need to cook with dairy and eggs, you know. So they love the cornbread. We got potato salad in there, chicken salad wrap, smoothies. Juices. So for our folks that like the juicing, we have that, and the smoothies. And we're always trying to add more to the menu. It's just, you know, sometimes it can be a lot or too much. So, you know.
Well, I was just about to say it. If you were looking to expand the menu, my partner and I, we had a little side hustle going on where we were actually cooking healthy meals for those that were disabled or elderly or sick or shut in and couldn't get out. So we would take them healthy meals. So if you're looking to expand the menu, I tell you, we got some stuff for you now.
Okay, that's that. Greg is the executive chef. that's the person to speak to. Sometimes he can be overprotective because he wants to do all the cooking.
It's all good.
He's really passionate about cooking. Like, he is really passionate about cooking. We came up with a brand new, and I was happy about that because when I met Greg, I said, I liked all this food, but I was always into my breakfast. I said, I'm going to make a vegan breakfast for us because we need some vegan breakfast. So that's how we came up with that brunch menu, you know, vegan eggs and the pancakes.
It's all good.
And
I can stick to promoting you guys. It's all good. It's all good. I wanted to ask, now I know the Hip Hop Green Tours, did it start off in New York or Seattle?
It was in New York. It started off in New York, the East Side.
Okay. And that movement or tour happens how often throughout the year? Is it once a year?
Once a year. Last year... what was it? I think it started off, it was supposed to be in 15 cities, and they were only able to accomplish 8. It's always, you know, a budget. You know, when you're organizing these events, the city is really responsible for raising, you know, a budget, you know, because you got artists that are supposed to come in, and, you know, everything is an expense, whether it's the venue, the food, all that stuff. So it started off with... 14, 15 cities, and they were only able to accomplish 8. This year, you know, this year, you know, we're having the dinner May 2nd. I understand there's some issues going on the East Coast, but I have yet to see a press release, so I'm really not privy to say exactly what's going on in every city.
Right.
But Baltimore is going to continue with this event because I'm not one to cancel or postpone unless it's like, you know, a fourth of nature thing.
Right.
So we're going to continue on. We have speakers here. We have performers here. We're going to make it happen. We're going to celebrate. So we're making it happen on May 2nd. So there may be an adjustment to artists that may were supposed to be there, but we're still going to celebrate on May 2nd.
Gotcha. So do you all ever have, like, other, like, local come in?
Hello?
And help with, yes, I'm here. Can you hear
okay.
me?
Yes.
Okay. So
local,
is,
local.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
So you mentioned something about local folks.
Yeah, I was asking, do you have like local artists that come in? I know you mentioned one local band, but
well,
do you have,
now. Well,
yeah, do you,
now.
Uh-huh. Do, now, are they involved in the Hip Hop is Green tour?
They're involved with the Baltimore Hip Hop Green Dinner.
Okay.
So not the full tour, you know, just Baltimore. And I really like to focus on the local artists because, again, analyzing and understanding Baltimore likes to see their own, which is understandable.
Yes.
So,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was an excellent idea to pursue or secure local talent for the dinner because Baltimore likes to see their own. So
mm-hmm.
I even have the school researching if there's anyone in the school, their high school,
mm-hmm.
that's a potential performer. I mean, we can get them in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's all about engagement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Engagement. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. Again, if anyone wants to call in, Taja, any questions regarding the Hip Hop is Green tour, you're welcome to call at 607-203-5489. Remember to press 1 to speak to the host. That way I can connect you with Taja. So hold on. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. And as you listen to this song, Taja, you might want to get this guy on your next Hip Hop Green tour. He's
right,
bathing
awesome.
His. Okay. So just hang and take a listen. This guy is Andrew McFarlane, spitting a rap here called Chi Thang.
All right.
I don't spit ill, I eat well. Juice and greens daily, that's the deal. You might find me chewing on some dill. You never find me swallowing no pills, and that's real. Wake up in the morning, superfood smoothie. Some food got my energy feeling good. See, I used to eat meat, but you know that's the old me. Now I stay connected to this earth like I'm an old tree. Rishi Goji, come on man, you know me. Push those herbs to calm your nerves like I'm an OG. Come see me, I stopped watching TV. Got my education on YouTube University. Shout out to all my people who eating all organic. Shout out to all my yogis who breathe slow and don't panic. Shout out to urban farmers, I'm a vertical gardener. Shout out to all my people who eating all in season. Cause we know the reason, keep on keeping it real. I know my health is wealth, I'll keep stacking that kale. You got some spleen pain, it's just a cheap thing. We got them yin and yang herbs, that's a yin yang. You got some spleen pain, it's just a cheap thing. We got them yin and yang herbs, that's a yin yang. If you think that it's natural to get sick, chewing on a breadstick, listen quick and get up on this health tip. Your body is more important than the clothes you wear. Focus on your mind more than what goes in your hair. Humanity got lost in vanity, but if you eat beautiful foods, then beauty comes naturally. Stop eating goods manufactured in a factory, processed to the point devoid of all vitality. You're counting calories while they grow their salaries from GMO celery that's giving people allergies. That's not a metaphor or an analogy. You are what you eat, don't sleep, that's the reality. You reap what you sow, you're more than you know. Look around. around at the ground. It's profound how the flowers grow. You reap what you sow, you're more than you know. Look around at the ground, it's profound how the flowers grow. You got some spleen pain, it's just a cheap thing. We got them yin and yang herbs, that's a yin yang. You got some spleen pain, it's just a cheap thing. We got them yin and yang herbs, that's a yin yang. You got some spleen pain, it's just a cheap thing. We got them yin and yang herbs, that's a yin yang. You got some spleen pain, it's just a cheap thing. We got them yin and yang herbs, that's a yin yang. Western medicine's a few hundred years old. What did we do before when someone got the cold? Before drugs were bought and sold and lies were heard and told. You're an intuitive being, heal your eyes and cure the mold. What happened to the days where real knowledge got respect? Not through college and a check, but from reflecting what connects. I'm perplexed. Listen to the sound and read the text. Here's the answer. Can you cure cancer? Yes, your health is not a mystery. It just became an industry. Do some research on the Gerson therapy. The Essenes, golden means, and how fasting cures disease. And people need to stop dying for no reason. If your situation is chronic, get a colonic, bubonic. Fast for a couple of weeks and get some Dawa's tonics on it. You'll go from being catatonic to running around like you're supersonic. People will be like, that dude's on it. You got some spleen pain, it's just a cheap thing. We got them yin and yang herbs, that's a yin yang. You got some spleen pain, it's just a cheap thing. We got them yin and yang herbs, that's a yin yang. You got some spleen pain, it's just a cheap thing. We got them yin and yang herbs, that's a yin yang. You got some spleen pain, it's just a cheap thing. We got them yin and yang herbs, that's a yin yang. Much love to Open Source Organics, Cafe Gratitude Crew, the Love Mob, Willpower Life Force, Avari. I love you all.
Yes, yes, yes. That was Andrew McFarlin kicking us off on a break with Chi Thing, a health conscious rap. Again, this is HMI Radio. I'm Anem A. Bay here talking with Nyjah Wright Brown from the Hip Hop is Green Tour here in Baltimore and from her restaurant, The Land of Kush. Nyjah, you still here?
I'm still there. I was listening to and was he from? He was from Oakland. Did I understand that correct? He's from the West Coast.
Actually, I believe he is. You can actually connect with him on his website, andrewmcfarlane.com. He's on iTunes, YouTube, and also Bandcamp.
Okay.
So, yep. So, what'd you think about that track?
Oh, I like that. That was cool. When I heard he was on the West Coast, I said, okay, I thought he was somebody from Baltimore, but that's all good. I connect with people over in the West Coast, too.
Well, I'm glad to connect you, too. Hopefully I can find some Baltimore artists that's talking about healthy food. I know a few, but, you know, that's not the basis of their rap. So, you know, they're talking about other stuff.
There's a joke sometimes, like, you know, 99% of Baltimore are rappers. So, talking about food.
Yeah, they talk about other positive stuff, but they leave the food out. So I'm like, okay. All right. I know before we left on a commercial break, we were talking about local artists being involved in the Hip Hop is Green Tour. I've learned that there will be some well-recognized faces there that are helping to promote a more green planet. Can you tell us about the artists that will be there?
Yeah, there were some scheduled artists that were supposed to be there or are supposed to be there. There will be some special guest appearances. At this time, I can't really confirm who that's going to be because there have been some changes with the selection. So that's where I got to leave it at right now.
Yeah, it is what it is. It is what it is. So what other types of collaborations are you involved in besides the Hip Hop is Green Tour? And what more can the community expect from you?
The only collaboration right now is the Vegan Soul Fest, which I'm a partner of, the Land of Kush, I'm co-owner of, and we have launched the Black Vegetarian Society of Maryland. So there's more to come with that. So there'll be more events and more initiatives being worked through our nonprofit, the Black Vegetarian Society of Maryland. So more information on that. Right now, that's all it is. And I'm also working on my own brand, Naja Speaks. So, you know, I will be speaking a little bit more on, you know, personal development topics. Again, I come from the projects. I was able to lift myself up from my bootstraps, learn financial literacy, all this great stuff. And I want to share that knowledge with, you know, people that need it.
Cool. I like that. So, because we're coming down towards the end of the show, where can future customers find your restaurant and what are the hours?
Land of Kush is located at 840 North Utah Street, right off of Martin Luther King. And the website is landofkush.com. If you want to learn more about the Vegan Soul Fest, vegansoulfest.com is the website. And with Hip Hop Green, is hiphopisgreen.com.
Okay, cool. And is there anything else you would like to add to this interview that I may have not asked or someone may have not called in to ask you because they were too shy or whatever the issue was or is? Is there anything else that you would like to say?
Again, I thank you for this opportunity to be on your show, and I really appreciate it. And I'm always looking to collaborate with those that are pursuing the same mission that I am. So, you know, we're about the healthy eating and, you know, the positive influence on youth as well as women. And as long as it falls in the line of a healthy diet, we can definitely connect.
Well, I will be one of them because I have some projects coming up involving the youth. And I won't go into details on air. Because I'm still in the process of putting some things together. But once I'm done, I definitely will connect with you on it. And just for someone else out there that may want to connect with you, how could they reach you?
I can always be reached on my cell, always, at 443-844-5046. Or you can contact me at the Land of Kush. It's Naja, N-A-I-J-H-A, at thelandofkush.com.
All right. And I know we still have a few more minutes left in the show, but it is I want to play the full track of Food Fight because I think it's something definitely worth listening
it.
To.
Yes, I love it. The vibe and everything.
Before I close out, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. And I have a blast. I'm great with you. It was definitely a pleasure. Also, for those that are listening, please mark your calendars for May 22nd at 6 p.m. as HMI Radio will talk yoga behind bars with South Carolina's adjunct instructor of yoga in the College of Education. She's a yoga master and teacher, Angie Steele. She will be here to talk to us about yoga in the prison system. To find out more about
that
upcoming
nice.
Show,
yeah.
You can log on to www.hmiradio.info. And to listen to this and other past shows, you can park yourself right here on Blog Talk Radio and view our show archives. You can also view the Hip Hop is Green Tour dates and times for a city near you at www.hmiradio.info. Also, I like to add next Sunday, May 1st, please stop by Mind, Body, and Soul Food right here on Blog Talk Radio to get your May Day intuitive readings with guest Ty Johnson Anderson and host Tanya Parker. So make sure you log on to blogtalkradio.com/Tanya Parker to find out the exact times. And I'm going to say to the audience once again, thank you for stopping by. I'm Anem A. Bay, and I look forward to your presence again here on HMI Radio. Peace, namaste, and ashe. Please stand by. I am going to play that full track for you, Naja.
Oh, thank you. Please do. Again,
yes.
Thanks again for having me and them. And again, landthekush.com, vegansoulfest.com, hiphopisgreen.com.
All right. Taking us out is Dead Prez, Food Fight, full track, right here on HMI Radio.
That's what that general say. That's what that empire say. But that's saying, so you get dropped the same way.
There's a war going on inside, no man is safe from DDCs, PCBs. Every corner in the hood got a KFC, a McD's, crack beat like R.E.D. Bullish, the pulpit, no caffeine. Kick cat like a click clack, holes in his jeans. Everything gets the market, ain't all what it seems. Little Debbie busting biscuits to sugar hot fiend. Yeah, ain't nothing but a G-thing. GMO, MSG, genocide, a street gang. After saying a street cane. With Santo, with Rambo, round up with ammo. Who would've known you could die from a diabetes and a itis on the dairy and a dose of the hot fructose. If your wrist too close, so you might start a riot, might be a fool fighter. That's what that beat them say. That's what my least them say. That's what that Babylon say. But hold up on the list and get popped the same way now. That's what that thing I gotta say. That's what that general say. That's what that empire say. But death, die, I thought you could drop the same way. They shootin'. Made you look at the labels on the food that you cook. Just say no to the cocoa box. And when you Google the ingredients, you might get got. Is your milk on drugs? Cause your brain on Fox. Factory farm and spawn in the matrix plot. Globally warm in the saw. Enough cows and knocks. Driving the climate. Driving the Hummer or not. Drive in like a drive-by. E. coli first supersized with a side of super lie. Tell me what's more gangster than that? Bullets and burgers and both blades, burners are black. Breakfast is a little like Texas. Petro is everything that you're eating on. My pet store is backyard like Cheech and Chong. A school lunch, pack a punch, food fighters on. That's what that beef them say. That's what my leaf them say. That's what that Babylon say. Been all up on the list and get popped the same way now. That's what that thing I gotta say. That's what that general say. That's what that empire say. But death, but diet, though, you get dropped the same way.
What's beef? Beef is when you're 12 years old and obese. Clogged arteries, can't see your own feet. Until you up in ICU, guaranteed to be in ICU. From that processed food, suicide is the suicide. Don't want no microwaves, no pesticides. Fast food, slow death in disguise. It's the wild, wild westernized world of deception and lies. What's beef? Beef is when you starve in a famine. Nothing won't grow when the land stays barren. Pollution in the river, mercury in the salmon. What sense do it make to be at war with the planet? We at war for the mind so impressionable. Instead of vegetables, we reach for Red Bulls, poor diet, kill more brothers than pistols. We fighting for our lives like Michael Vick pit bulls. Dog eat dog, America eats the young. We dying from beef, but more from the meat than the gun. Bullets for breakfast and mass murder meals. Enemy of the state, and your place is the battlefield. In this food fight.